in consolidating power and becoming this dictator, pretty much everyone in the party ended up getting pulled into this to make room for Stalin to take over. So in 1927, Bukharin testified against Trotsky, making accusations of fracturing and factions. Bukharin described the party line as the democratic outcome, the result of a vote, and he said that that then has to be enforced in order to maintain unity. And it, so as Bukharin said to Trotsky, why would the majority choose the party line otherwise if it wasn't the right line, the line that we should back? Trotsky lost his responsibilities, including that of war minister, due to his advocacy of Trotskyism, which was obviously a belief in his own ideas. He relinquished control without a fight, seeing that he agreed in general that everyone in the party had to follow the party line in order to lead the people, that this was the right and utopian thing as they moved towards socialism. So he gave up without a fight, and he was later exiled and then killed. A decade later, it was Bukharin who was on trial, 1938, and finally executed.